Good morning, everyone. Today is the 26th of April, Monday morning. Hope you're having a good week so far. Well, we look at Christ and his mission to this earth. He came to save his people from their sins, and he accomplished the mission that he came for. Men can say whatever they want to in regards to the authenticity and the reality of Jesus Christ being the eternal Son of God. But he came, he was born in a stable, born of a virgin, and he walked 32 years on this earth, and then he died and was buried and rose again and ascended back to heaven. And he's returning again for his people. And his mission was clear. He came to save his people from their sins, and he accomplished his mission. And today, we proclaim, through the faith of Christ, that he died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He rose again according to the Scriptures. Underneath me are the everlasting arms. When Peter saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water of the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. There appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun. The marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints, the righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But we realize that Jesus Christ is the one who's given us the faith to believe these things. And our faith will not fail because it's the faith of Christ. God bless.